New World Order is an exhibition bringing together 14 international and local artists exploring things like conspiracy theories, exposés, paradoxes, even alternate currencies. It's taking place at the Casilla Powerhouse, and the themes are kind of what hidden systems and powers really run the world. What is that really all about? Well, I'm joined by acting director of the Powerhouse in Casilla, Craig Donarski. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Yes, it does sound pretty out there, and believe me, this is.
It sounds perfect for today's political climate.
Well, it's funny how artists and curators end up being the canaries in the coal mine of the, you know, the... You don't need a weatherman to tell which way the wind blows, but you do need artists to kind of say the way things are going. And when who knew that when this exhibition was starting, being assembled, that we would end up in this kind of post-truth, post-Trump, you know, definitely a new world order, the types of which no one could have ever imagined. But hey, artists pick up on these things. They feel the vibes out there, and they start creating work that, even if it's not kind of consciously exploring what's about to happen, ends up being so in retrospect.
Well, look, especially in, as you pointed out, in the post-truth era, and certainly in, like, we could really call it the post-internet era as well.
Yes. Yeah, well, there was some research done recently that said that it takes at least 17 hours for a bullshit story on the internet to be corrected, and by that time, it has spread all over the world, and the correction is forever chasing and never catching up to the original lie. And I think, you know, the whole American election really proved and showed that. Fox News proves and shows that. You know, you can... The whole post-truth thing is no understatement. And that's what a lot of these artists that we're dealing with are playing with in one way or another. And it's a pretty hip collection. I mean, there's one extraordinary collaboration between video sample geniuses Soda Jerk with audio sample geniuses The Avalanches.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing this incredible video called The Was, which is being premiered tonight. But that is just one of the 14 groups of artists actually playing with us here.
And you've got some people who I think, if I'm correct, they were quite prominent back in that 1990s, very kind of net-heavy movement as well. Oh, is that Eva and Franco Matters?
Yes, exactly. Those two have been... let me just find their little blurby bits.
Threw you a curveball there. Sorry about that.
No. It's fine. I just had all of my pages out of order. Where are we? Eva and Franco.
Because I'm pretty sure they were part of that. There was a very big heavy art movement that took place on the internet that really looked at that sort of truth exploration even back sort of 25 years ago in the early days of the internet.
Yeah, they were kind of digital pranksters of various kinds. They had one of the world's most difficult web addresses, which was like 01001000, etc., etc., .org. But they're doing a new installation called Dark Content, which is a series of anonymous interviews with content moderators from large social media engines, bringing to light the kind of ethical and moral judgments made by these office workers. Everyone always wonders who decides what gets banned or what gets accepted in things like Facebook and other social media engines. Well, these guys have been talking to the people who make those decisions anonymously, of course.
That is so amazing.
That's going to be a really illuminating kind of artwork.
Or art as documentary, almost.
Yeah, well, a lot of this stuff is. I mean, there's another artist who's really working with looking at Bitcoin and alternative currencies. There's a couple of Taiwanese artists who are actually living here at the moment installing their exhibition. They've been here for a few weeks because their stuff is very site-specific and has to be kind of assembled from a whole bunch of parts. And fortunately, here we have a wonderful little artist residence, a little three-bedroom apartment where artists can come and live and work. And they've been doing just that about 20 hours a day for the last week or two. They're going to be doing something that which really revisits the opening sequences of Blade Runner, but in miniature in one corner of one of the galleries. But this whole thing is free. It opens tonight, and it opens tonight with a free events. There's going to be a fantastic Lebanese feast, drinks. We're going to be joined by Jay Katz, who will be doing a bit of a speech from the Jay Katz from, well, many people would know him from all over different radio stations, media, and so on. And he has also set up a little conspiracy reading library downstairs, so people can come down and read some of his extraordinary collection, which illuminates, you know, some of the darker corners of all of the various conspiracy theories that they're sitting behind. What's now being taken seriously all over the place, even though a lot of it shouldn't be. The whole exhibition's been curated by Ella Barclay and Tony Bailey, and they've been having so much fun doing this, and I think people will have so much fun seeing it. And if I could just throw in one other little bit, also launching tonight is an extraordinary little exhibition by the Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre Youth Division, and it's called What's the Meming of This? And it's very, very cool. We all love memes. We all love cat videos. We all love those little single-frame panels that where people put their own words on it. This is a really interesting exploration of it by 11 very young emerging artists, and it's smart, it's funny, and it'll make a nice antidote to some of the almost scary weirdness of the New World Order exhibition.
Look, Craig, it sounds absolutely incredible. It looks like it's all going on at Powerhouse. Casula, thank you very much for chatting this morning.
Thanks for your time, Nick.
That does sound absolutely incredible. You don't get to say avant-garde these days and mean it, but that's certainly it. And I don't think it's the last time we're going to be chatting about the Powerhouse, because they've got some incredible stuff going on.